Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Are we still on the call?
I think we are. I think we may have lost Kim. Did we lose Kim?
Yeah.
I don't know. We've been kicked out. I've been kicked out like twice. I thought maybe it was my phone. Yeah, I think we've lost Kim.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Now again? Oh, okay. So did you not hear me over the last 5 minutes?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was good, guys.
I was like, okay. I can't believe this. I thought it was just me. No, I am so glad you guys said something. I'm so glad you guys said something.
I did the mute, but instead of muting you guys, I muted me. So, okay.
So that was like a rehearsal for me. So
I've done like hundreds of these conference calls, so that was really funny. So, okay, good. We can turn over. Is Kimberly on the call now? Kimberly, did you make it yet? Okay, so not yet. Okay. All right, guys, so here we go. We're going to try it one more time. Okay, here we go. Welcome to the Zero to Zoe in the Marketplace Coaching Program kickoff call. And my name is Kim Springer. I am your vision coach and your business mentor. I cannot express how excited I am for this coaching program. I am excited. This coaching program has been a vision of mine for several years, and actually even over 10 years in another capacity have I had this vision. So just know that our paths have crossed and they have aligned for such a time as this. What I want to do for just a few minutes on this phone call is just set the expectation for the next 3 months. For the next 90 days of this program, what I want to stress is that our relationship is not limited to the 90 days, okay? We're going to have a very concentrated effort during the 90 days where we're going to be working on a specific program. But I do want to let you know that even after the 90 days, I'm here, okay? In whatever capacity we continue to work, and I am here, okay? The next 90 days, we are laying a foundation. Now, you know, anytime that you build anything, you have to have a proper foundation. And why do you need a proper foundation? Because the storms are going to come. And when the storms come, if you have built upon a solid foundation, upon a solid rock, you'll be able to withstand that. And how you begin with the beginning in mind, and you begin with the end in mind. So how you begin is really crucial. So for the next 3 months, I want to set the expectation for the program. And I ran across this figure today, actually. Yeah, I think it was today, that 50% of startups fail within the first year, and actually I've seen some numbers as low as 18%, okay, really only 18% make it, so even greater than 50% fail. But they fail within the first year, and it's mostly due to lack of proper planning and action, okay, proper planning and action. So the goal of this program is to give you a proper plan that you can take action upon and get proven results, okay? Now, I'm a vision coach, so the first part of this program is tailored towards your vision, okay? I remember when I started, I had a strong vision, okay? My natural circumstances did not line up. But my vision was strong. My vision was pulled me through. Okay, but this is the thing, and this is what I coach people when I specifically coach them in their vision, okay? What we need to do when we have a vision, say you want a six-figure business to begin and start and build your six-figure business in 2016, what you do is cast the vision, okay? You set it out there. You cast it out there like casting out a fishing rod or something like that. So you set the vision, okay? You hold yourself accountable by letting someone know. You get yourself a vision partner, and you say, this is my vision, okay? You're very selective on who you share your vision with. And just to let you know that the group that we have assembled here have been very selective in this group. And so this is a comfortable space for you to share your vision, okay, and not feel that someone's going to run off and copy you or steal your vision, okay? So what you do is you cast the vision. You make the vision known. The vision becomes aware, okay? You are aware of your vision now. You're holding it. It's not, you know, some lofty idea in your head any longer, okay? You're writing it down. That's a part of casting the vision, okay? So, you know, there's teachings on how to do a vision board and, you know, all of that. And I have all of those tools. I have all of those tools. But this is the point that I want to get to. Ladies, you're casting your vision. You're creating it. You're writing it down. You're visualizing it. Then this is what I'm going to ask you to do. This is what I'm going to ask you to do. This is what I'm going to ask you to do after you have cast your vision. I'm going to ask you to forget it. That's right. You guys are thinking, wow, did she just ask me to forget my vision? I sure did. Forget it. Cast it, then forget it. Because this is what we normally do. We'll get a vision, and then that vision becomes our focal point. It becomes our, you know, daily looking at it, daily obsessing over it, daily like, why aren't I there yet? Daily like, this is my vision and I want it, and daily comparing it to our present circumstance. And then that causes a disconnect. Okay, when you're looking at your goal, at what you want, and you're looking at where you are presently, then comes frustration. And I'm going to talk about frustration in a minute because it's really important how you perceive and handle frustration, because the opportunity will come. But what we do is we just focus on this vision. I want 6 figures in my business. I want, you know, all the zeros. I want this in my business. And guess what? All of your mental, your physical energy is going to that, okay? But you have in the natural not that, okay? So it's a battle within, okay? It's a battle within. So when I say cast it, yes, hold it in your mind, write it down, get it out, you know, make it tangible, then forget it. You switch your focus. You switch what you begin to focus upon, okay? So set a vision, forget it, then focus on the process. Focus on the process. You will be given a process over these 90 days, the steps that you're going to continually do. And once we map out your business, you're just going to put it on repeat. You're going to have your income-producing activities that you do every day, and then you just put those on repeat, okay? And you just day after day, consistency, working a proven plan. And then can you imagine what's going to happen after a period of time of consistent action, of proven plan in action? You're going to look up one day, and you're going to be looking at your vision. It's going to be staring you in the face, saying, hey, I'm here. Hey, you've been on your way all this time, consistently. You didn't give up. You made it. You're here. Welcome. Now, let's set the new vision, and let's set it. Let's set it. Let's forget it, and then let's put into practice the process to get us there. So this is where a lot of people just fall off. Year after year, January, they're setting a new vision, but they have not a clue how to get there because they're constantly focusing on the vision. You don't focus on the vision. You focus on the process to get you there. You know how they're always talking about reverse engineering, how you have to reverse engineer to get somewhere. Well, what they're talking about is that you see the end result of someone has accomplished something, you see the end result. And they're saying reverse engineer how they got there. So what they're saying is go backwards from the end result of the vision. Go backwards is what they're saying. So they're saying figure out the process, figure out the steps that led to their vision. So I want to make sure that you guys really grasp that. You're going to have a vision, and it's six figures, okay? Mm-hmm. And when that voice or thought comes up to your mind saying, oh, I'm not there yet, I'm not there yet, that's not your focus. Your focus is the process. Am I doing day in and day out the steps I know that's going to get me there? So that's where people fall off. You know, maybe they started a new weight loss goal, and they're looking at, I'm not there, I haven't lost the pound. They're focusing on the wrong thing. You focus on the process. The proven steps are going to get you to your goal before you look up. And you're going to look up, and that weight is going to fall off. It works. That's how vision works. Okay? So we're going to cast the vision. We're going to put the vision out there. And that first month, we're going to be dealing with mindset. Mindset is huge because there can't be a disconnect in what you want and who you are. So we got to make sure that you have the six-figure mindset, that you have the entrepreneur mindset, okay, because then it's just going to click. It's just going to be a perfect alignment, okay? So we're going to cast the vision. You're going to forget it, and then you're going to roll up your sleeves and get to work on a proven process. Okay, and I'm going to make it as fun as I can. But you know my favorite word is research. So we're going to make sure that we're building this business on a proper foundation. Okay, so once we do that, roll up our sleeves and the process that works, I want to remind you that it's going to take persistence and consistency. Persistence and consistency. And guys, it's not rocket science. It's not rocket science, okay? And there's some more figures I want to share with you. In business, it's 15% tools. So if you're thinking, oh, I'm not techie, this is going to be a lot to learn, just want to let you know that the tools just make up 15%. 15%. The other 85% comes from you, comes from your confidence, your determination, your persistence, your consistency, saying, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to continue. So keep that in mind. Only 15% comes from knowing the resources or knowing how to set this lead capture page up or something like that. 15%. Okay? So consistency and persistence is what you guys need to employ over the next 90 days and beyond in your business. Now, I want to talk about frustration, okay, because it's going to come. And as your coach, I'm going to be firm in this area, and I'm going to tell you why, okay? Now, when I first began, and I know Priscilla probably remembers this too, but our mentor, you know, a lot of us were new. We were just so green to online marketing. Even though we had like, you know, maybe a year or so experience, you know, what they were showing us was like fairly new. You know, we were just getting our feet wet with Facebook ads, and you know, we all were almost starting at the same level. So there were some, you know, ups and downs. We were getting frustrated. just to say the least. We were getting frustrated. And a lot of that frustration sometimes was expressed in the group. It was expressed in our posts. And so our mentor, Chris Recker, he said, you know, frustration, you know, he just had to let it lay it out clear. And I'm so glad that we were getting frustrated and that he said this because it totally changed my mindset. He said, frustration is not an abundance mindset. Frustration is not an abundance mindset. That stuck with me. Frustration is not an abundance mindset, okay? I want you guys to write that down. I want you to put it somewhere, post it somewhere, because the opportunities are going to come to be frustrated, okay? But you have to know that it is not a it's not an abundance mindset, okay? Because abundance is overflowing. Abundance knows that there's nothing that can stop it. When you're pouring something into a cup and you have no restraint and you're not stopping and it's going over the rim, that's abundance and it's going over. It's knowing that nothing can stop abundance. So if something is frustrating you, that is not the mindset that we want to receive at the moment. So there will be plenty of opportunities to come where you're going to be frustrated, okay, if something's not selling the way you've envisioned, okay? Say you run out of money for your ads or someone's ripping you off, okay? That's a personal story of mine. And immediately, you know, when that had happened to me and they just ripped me off just pixel for pixel, just word for word, copy for copy, just absolutely everything. I checked myself because I wanted abundance. And I knew if I chose revenge or if I chose any ill malice in my heart that I was closing myself off to abundance. So just know at that one time you have the choice to receive frustration or receive abundance. And as your coach, I'm going to remind you. Now, this is how, you know, I want our relationship to be. I want you to be able to come to me and say, Kim, you know, this is not the result I'm expecting right now, you know, and, you know, my Facebook ads, and this is what's going, and I got more money going out right now than I want. I want you to let me know what the point of your frustration is, okay? I want you to express that to me so we can address where it's coming from. But I'm going to steer you and guide you towards an abundance mindset, okay? And when we do that, we're going to tap into the solution. We're going to tap into how we get around that, okay? Because I believe that the solution is always present. It's always there, okay? It's just that we're unaware. We're just unaware, okay? So I will direct you, okay, as your coach. I'm going to move you out of that frustration, and I'm going to move you to abundance, okay? So that is really how I wanted to kick things off with you guys. Let's look at the calendar for just a little bit, and then I can unmute you guys and see if there are any questions, okay? If we all have a calendar, I don't know if you have the ability to do two screens. But let's see, it just breaks down again how you will be receiving the program, the delivery of the program. So you will receive six 60-minute calls, okay, with me, and you can schedule those at your preference. I would recommend that we do one in the beginning, you know, just to get things established. Okay, so there is a link that you can go and you can schedule those calls. Now, right now, let me look at that. I think I have them set up. Let's see, is it just AM or PM? Okay, I think there are some PM options. I know I had my VA set it up with AM, but I think there are some PM options. Now, if you want something more specific, just let me know and I can get that changed, okay, for you guys. Okay, so you get the calls, the 60-minute calls, okay? So look over the calendar and see where, you know what, I would want to call around this once we do these trainings. So try to schedule those at your convenience and keep in mind the content, and we can schedule them that way, okay? Also, okay, there will be monthly video training, okay? So a new training video will be released every other Monday, okay? So that's going to be pre-recorded, you know, because that will help balance out all the information you're receiving. And then there will be 6 live group trainings, okay? So those will be every other Monday. So these will alternate between the pre-recorded videos, okay? And the first one will be our kickoff one on this Monday. So, you know, I did, my assistant did put the time, but I'm shooting for 8 p.m., so 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. If anyone has a conflict with that, please let me know, and we will try to work something else out. But I was thinking 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time probably would work best for the group, but if not, let me know. You can just send me an email, and we'll try to work something else out, okay? So, but just keep in mind that that's every other Monday starting with February 1st, okay? That's at 8 p.m. for the live group training. Okay, also you will receive your done-for-you six-figure branded website, okay? I and my team will design your website. You're responsible for purchasing your domain and your hosting and images, and you know, I can work with you regarding images and how to get those done for your website. We'll cover that in one of the training videos, okay, and any other additional apps. Okay, now we're going to plan on the website. We're going to plan on that after you go through the Create Your Product training. So after you go through that, that's when we can start planning the building of the site. Okay, and then we have the 30 days done for you marketing and content creation, the part that I'm super excited about, okay? So I and my team will create the content and market your business for 30 days. During that time, I will be testing different marketing strategies to see what works for your business, okay? I will be creating and building your audience assets. This is very important to your business going forward, okay? A lot of my recurring revenue comes from my assets, okay? My custom audiences, your email list, how they tell you all the time that the money is in the list. It's true, okay? And then that 30 days marketing and content creation and beyond will include you receiving a minimum of 1,000 targeted email subscribers. So these are email subscribers that are targeted for your brand, for your product, okay? And this will take place either the last 30 days. It's depending on how ready you are. And so we will talk about all of this on one of your phone calls when you're going to be ready for the done-for-you marketing, because, you know, you may be ready sooner or later, okay? And then the calendar has all of the topics on which week we will be covering, okay? So you have that you can refer to, okay? So what I'm going to do at this time is just open up the line for any questions. Kim, I know that you joined us. You were right on time. You're right on time. I just started again. The first time I started didn't go right. So just wanted to let you know that we have 4 in the program. We had a couple that needed to postpone their participation, so like next cycle. So the program is perfect for how I want to deliver I wanted it to be a small group so I didn't spread myself out too much. So there will be four in the program. Okay, so let me unmute the line, and if you have any questions, or feel free to email me. But this will conclude our call if we don't have any. Okay, so I just unmuted you guys. So if anyone has any questions that you want me to answer now, we can do that.
Hey, Kim, it's Kimberly, and hi, everyone. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly.
And my quick question was, hi, if you can't make one of the calls on Mondays, will they be recorded for the group?
Yes, definitely. Yep, all that will be recorded. There will be a membership site, so everything will be accessible so as it's going along. So Monday's call, once I get that rendered and edited, so we'll go up on the site, so and you'll have lifetime access to everything. So it's a must that everything gets recorded because you're going to have lifetime access.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome.
Hi, Kim. It's Tiffany. I have a question.
Hi, Tiffany. Sure.
I don't know if this is the right time, but and I understand what you're saying about frustration. But
yeah.
I'm frustrated with my audience because I must be not doing anything correct because this is like my sixth T-shirt campaign, and this time I got 100-something likes, but no one's still in buying it.
No worries about that. I can look at that for you. So like on our calls, if you want to devote just your call to that, to us working on that, and me trying to pinpoint exactly. But once you go through the program and we begin to define the audience and we begin to speak the language of the audience and I begin to let you know, I have studied so much on niches and, you know, just I can tell sometimes, like, what's going to win and what's not. You know what I'm saying? It's just after doing it for a while, you know, and that's why you see so many shirts that do so well because they've just really tapped into the audience. They've tapped into the language of the audience. So they're everything from the layout to the colors to how you lay out your ads, just a simple tweak and even how you you mock up the shirt sometimes will sell, you know. So we can definitely, if you want, devote a coaching call to that or just what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a group as well just for us. So if you feel comfortable enough, which, you know, I think we all should really hold ourselves to a higher way of doing business and say, you know, we're not going to copy our fellow entrepreneurs. But if you feel comfortable, you can post it in the group. If not, just email me. Just send it to me, and I'm going to give you just, you know, my feedback, okay?
I would feel comfortable. That's one thing I would love for us to do is post things in the group like that so we could just give each other's feedback because I've done a lot of stuff, and you just don't know what you're doing right or what you're doing wrong, you know, to get a critique because so many people are afraid to post what they're doing. And that's one of the things I really wanted in this coaching call because I'm a sharer, so I don't mind sharing because everybody has a different vision. So
sure.
I would love to be able to do that to get a better understanding.
Absolutely.
Just to be better. And, you know, I may know something that can help someone and vice versa, you know. So
absolutely.
I'm really excited about that part.
Yeah, when I first began, we actually had a post, a thread in the group where that was all that was posted. You know, people who wanted to get feedback on their designs and on their campaign. So, and there were some very good campaigns in there, you know, and it was like, oh, why aren't these working? You know, so, yeah, definitely sometimes it just takes the group and it takes brainstorming just to hear those things out. But like I said about the frustration, I do want to get back to that. You know, there are
I don't want you to think that, oh, you know, you're going to be successful off of that first one, you know, which could possibly happen. You know, some people have taken them like 30 tries before they've even had one sale. So, you know, let's just look at and say, you know what, I just need to perfect this. You know, and I remember when I first started, I just took a break. You know, I did a few like that first month, and I was like, oh, 8 sales, nothing to write home to mom about. Yeah, let me just take a little break here. You know, but that break was hours and hours of just research and getting it down to where when I was ready and I came out, I was like, I'm here. Okay, this is what I really sense that is going to work with my audience. You know, and I just began testing. So, yeah, we'll deal with that for sure. Okay.
Okay. Oh, hi, Kim. This is Priscilla. And I agree 100% with Tiffany. I mean, I'd love to share and I'd love to get feedback and critique. And I think this smaller group will work better where I won't mind posting because I think I'm on my, like, fifth campaign.
Wonderful.
And over $100 in ads, you know, and I'm like, I'm at the point where you just spoke about, okay, it's time to take a break, you know.
Yes, yes.
And let me see how this coaching is going to work for me. If I'm going to put money into that, put money into the coaching because that will then excel everything on the other end. But I know right now that Mondays this month is not going to work for me. I'll be working Monday. I'll be working evenings all month. So I'll just have to catch the replay on those calls.
Oh, okay. So you're working Monday evening. Okay. Is there anyone else that has a conflict with Monday evening?
Well,
this I was...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was hoping that we could maybe do it 8:30 instead of 8 o'clock because it'll give me some time to put the kids to bed.
Sure, sure.
You know, if you did another day besides Monday, because Mondays are tough for me too.
Okay. How about Tuesdays? Tuesdays at 8:30. Does that work, Priscilla?
Unfortunately, my days off are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, whatever works for the group, but I'll probably just have to catch the replays.
Okay.
This is Kimberly. I sit on a board, so the first, second, and third Tuesdays are booked with meetings for me through May.
Okay.
Monday, except for this Monday, this Monday I'll probably come in late. I'm actually working on site with a conference, but then after that I'm pretty much flexible.
Okay.
I can do any day. Can we just do it at 8:30? It doesn't matter to me what day.
Okay.
That's the only thing I ask. I can do any day. If you have to do it on Fridays, Saturdays, or Sundays, I can even do it that time. I just put the kids up somewhere like I got them right now.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, that sounds good. Does Sunday conflict with anyone? Does anyone not like doing it on Sunday? Could we do Sunday at 8:30?
Sunday conflicts with me. This is Christy. I'm a consultant. I travel every Sunday to my work location. So Sunday because I'm generally on a plane on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. I don't like to really interfere with people Sunday, so it's like a rest day, you know, the weekends. Okay.
Right.
So Priscilla would have two.
Monday.
And it's going to be two. So that it's only going to be two that will
right,
be live.
Right.
Okay? So two
right.
live a month. So those two in that Monday, you'll catch the recordings, and then you'll be fine for the next 2 months?
I think so. Unfortunately, my shifts rotate, but I will make it work. Somehow, I will make it work, even if I have to mute myself and try to listen at work.
okay.
You know, yeah, I'll try to figure it out.
Yeah, and the benefit of those is really the Q&A, like at the end. So if, you know, if someone was in the lower packet, you know, since they didn't have the access to me like you guys do with your calls and things, you know, that would be benefiting them. So you definitely have access to me with your calls and in the group. So just know that you have that as well. And, Kim, you would just miss this Monday
but the other Monday you would be okay?
Yes, I'm fine, and it depends on what time my day ends this Monday. I might be able to catch part of it. But
okay.
With the recording, will you record the question and answer as well?
Yeah, is it helpful to you guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, okay. All right, we will then. We will. I normally try to edit those out, but, yeah, okay, we'll leave the Q&A on as well. Okay, so we'll just leave it on Monday. So we'll change the time to 8:30, so 8:30 to 9:30. And there will be two live a month and then two recorded, and those will be released to you guys, like, early in the day.
Okay,
Any other questions? Good.
Hi, this is Christy again. I'm looking at the calendar to schedule the calls. Will you only have the one? I think you have a 9 o'clock in the morning and a 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Let me know specifically what you need. As of now, that's what's available. But if you need something different, please let me know. Yeah, and I can get those. I can look at my schedule and get my assistant to add it.
Okay. Because evenings is, again, better for me because I do travel. Monday through Friday, I'm on the road, but it's easier because I'm in a hotel room and I can, make myself available 8 o'clock, 8:30, and things like that.
Okay. Yeah, you know what?
Okay.
I think she don't. I don't think she has the evenings added. I did give a few evenings, and we didn't solidify those because I needed to check with my husband. So they aren't on there. But email me so I can just make it specific. And I can also use the weekend. So if you guys want some weekend calls, just email me. Okay, and I can get those added too.
Sounds good.
Did I miss the schedule? This is Tiffany again, I'm sorry.
Sure.
On the calendar, you said that you already had the times on it? Because I'm not seeing the times on the calendar I have, unless I'm missing something.
I think you have to click it.
I downloaded it.
The online scheduler to schedule the call.
Okay. And what I'll do is I'll look at it. I'll play around with it when I get off the phone. It takes me a minute sometimes.
That's okay. Yeah, the link is visioncoachkim.com/schedule call. I think it's scheduled calls. Either scheduled call or scheduled calls. You'll see it in the welcome letter. So once you go there, that's the online scheduler, and then you'll be able to schedule your calls with me. Okay? And it's up to you how you want to do it.
Okay.
You got it? Okay. Yeah, you can set them all up now, but I would probably just, wait till you know that, I need some help around this area once we get to this topic. So, and like I said, if you need some different time, just email me.
I'm just ready.
And
to
I'll get that done. If I don't get it done tonight, I'll get the group, by Monday set up. I'm actually praying about a name because, I know I have the Zoe Entrepreneurs Mastermind, and I just wanted to leave that sort of open and actually just grow that group with other like-minded entrepreneurs, and then our group will be for those that are in the, high-end client, that's a different accountability. So that will be just for those into the paid program. So I am praying about a name. it's like there's power in the name, so I have to make sure that I select the right name for the group, so. Now that I'm using Zoe over with the other group, I'm not sure what I'm going to call us yet, guys. Okay.
Do you I have just one question. Do you think that maybe one day, I don't know, whenever everybody's schedule permits, that we all could fly somewhere and meet together at some point and do a weekend or something? Is that possible?
Yeah, that's a good idea. We can definitely get in the group and let's talk because I do have other groups. I have a Christian coalition of entrepreneurs, and they get together. They plan something every quarter, and they do really nice things, go to retreats and things like that. So So, and I have another high-end mastermind. You know, they schedule things. They'll fly out to California. And, you know, even though these are retreats sort of, you know, breaks, they are doing some really heavy work, you know, just really getting some breakthroughs in businesses and things like that. So I'm definitely all for that. I'm actually going to be holding an event. I don't know when, if I'm going to do it this year or next year. But I'm going to be doing a branding and marketing boot camp, and it's just my my vision to bring together some top experts in that in the field and just hold like a day conference. So that's something I definitely want to do. So that's going to be, you know, some in-person event, but definitely yes, I agree. We should definitely do that. So once we get in the groove and we get talking, for sure. All right, guys. So if there aren't any other questions, I'll just wait a second. You guys have a wonderful evening. Enjoy your day tomorrow. And then we kick off with our first training, which is the Mindset Renewal, Entrepreneur's Mindset, which is key. I feel that, you know, like I said, 15% tools and 85% really is you, that training is going to be so key to establishing the blueprint for your business, because there can't be a disconnect from your vision and how you see yourself, you know, and if there's any fears and frustrations and things like that. We really have to deal with those things and get those things out first. So that's going to be a great training. It will be recorded if you're not able to make it. But bless you guys, bless your families, bless your lives, bless your businesses, what you're going to build, and bless our relationship, what we're going to build together. Okay, so if there aren't any other questions or comments, good night, guys.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.